1 Peter chapter 2. So put aside all wickedness, and all deceit, and hypocrisies, and envyings, and all slanderings. And, like newborn babies, long for the genuine word-based milk, in order that you may increase by means of it, assuming you have tasted that the Lord is kindly disposed. And come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but with God, select and honoured, while you yourselves are built up as living stones, as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, in order to bring spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it says in the Scripture, "Behold, I place in Zion a cornerstone, select and honoured, and he who believes in him will certainly not be put to shame." So you who believe have the honour, but to those who do not believe, the Scripture says, "The stone which the builders rejected is what has become the keystone, and a stumbling stone and a rock of offence." And they stumble at the word in disbelieving, to which they for their part were appointed. But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people destined to be a special possession, in order that you should proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his wondrous light. You, who were at one time not a people, but are now God's people, who were not shown mercy, but have now been shown mercy. Beloved, I exhort you as foreigners and outsiders to abstain from fleshly desires which are at war with the inner self, keeping your conduct good among the Gentiles, so that, in a situation where they slander you as if you were evildoers, they may, from observing your good works, glorify God on the day of visitation. So be subject to every human institution on account of the Lord, whether to a king having supremacy, or whether to leaders who are sent by him for punishment of evildoers, but for praise of well-doers. For this is the will of God, that well-doers should muzzle the ignorance of foolish men, as free men, and not as ones having freedom as a cover for wrongdoing, but as servants of God. Honour everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honour the king. Household servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and fair ones, but also to the unfair ones. For this is grace, if anyone bears grievous things, suffering unjustly, on account of a consciousness of God. For what kind of credit is it if, when you sin and are knocked about, you endure it? But if when you do good and suffer, you endure, then this is grace in the estimation of God. For you were called to this end, seeing that Christ also suffered on our behalf, leaving you an example, that you should follow the footsteps of him who did not commit sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, who, when railed at, did not rail back, when suffering, did not make threats, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself took up our sins in his body on the wood, in order that we, having died to sins, should live to righteousness, by whose wheel you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your beings.